connected with senior Chris Hughes on a school record 99-yard catch and run touchdown. Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud wants his teammates looking fly for their season opener today against Notre Dame, so he gave them each $500 gift cards to buy new game day suits. And Serena Williams held the lead several times over Ayla Tamjanovic, but could not hang on in what might have been the final match of her career at the 2022 U.S. Open yesterday in Flushing, New York. Tamjanovic won the three-hour third-round match 7-5, 6-7, and 6-1 to advance to the round of 16. A crowd vocalized heavy support for Williams throughout the match.
Weather.
A chance of showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 83. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, low 67. On Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, high near 81. Labor Day, that's Monday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 78. And then on Tuesday, showers likely, mostly cloudy, high near 80.
With new music from Weezer.
I hear records in my head everywhere that I go. I've got records in my head spinning out of control. They go round and around and again, round and around and again, round and around and oh yeah. Sometimes I don't wanna deal. No one cares what I think or feel. Peel off the plastic, smell the vinyl. For me, it's like a holy Bible.
From Weezer on Radio 9, Dwayne Eddy is going to take us to news time.
2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans who reject the extreme MAGA ideology.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation from Philadelphia Thursday night, warning of extremist MAGA threats to American democracy. Republicans criticized the speech. Here's Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
What is clear to me and clear to you is that Washington and the White House aren't listening. They just don't get it. You have never been more worried, more alarmed by the direction of our country. Yet they tell you everything is fine.
The January 6th committee on Thursday has requested an interview with former House Speaker and Georgia Republican Newt Gingrich about his involvement in events leading up to the Capitol riot. Former President Donald Trump said he would issue full pardons and a government apology to rioters. A federal judge has declined to issue an immediate decision in a case brought by Trump's lawyers, who asked the court to appoint a third-party legal expert to review evidence seized by FBI investigators when they searched his Florida home. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell heads to Jackson, Mississippi today. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the EPA also has an expert on the ground to support the repair of the O.B. Curtis water plant. Tens of thousands of people lack access to safe drinking water after flooding in Mississippi's capital.
The agency is also working to expedite delivery of equipment needed to repair Jackson's water treatment plant.
A new Pew survey of Black Americans finds nearly half say achieving racial equality in the U.S. isn't likely. Kiana Cox with the Pew Research Center said the results show widespread pessimism on racism and institutional change.
No more than 20% of Black Americans said that they thought that any U.S. institution would change in terms of the criminal justice system, the political system, the healthcare system, and others that we asked about.
On the heels of Labor Day, the National Labor Relations Board said they intend to throw out Amazon's objections to the unionization of its warehouses in New York, clearing a path for the union to become the first certified bargaining unit within the company. Finally, the CDC late Thursday recommended Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 boosters that target the Omicron strain for people age 12 and up. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Just made it, didn't call. Offense of first stone.
Morrison on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at 206. Much more music time. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. A little reminder, though, that today's show is pre-recorded, so please no phone calls. Save your calls for another time. We'll get to your requests maybe next week, good Lord willing. Bobby Rydell right now on Radio 9.
You got one lucky fella.
Two,
love you true. And I got
three
little words I'm saving
four,
for only you. 5 o'clock I call you. And by
six,
we got a day.
Seven.
Working at the factory. working at the factory.
Labor Day weekend, those are the Kinks singing about working at the factory on Radio 9, 212, much more music. Where is this factory, by the way? I thought all the factory jobs went overseas. These are the Olympics on Radio 9.
Ask your mom when you get it. Can you go out tonight where the stars are bright? We need to feel the light. Ask your mom when you get it. Can you go out tonight? We're gonna dance by the light of the moon. Oh, by the light of the silver moon. We're gonna dance by the light of the moon. By the light of the silver moon. We're gonna dance. I got a dollar in my pocket. Don't keep the tuba rocking. Keep the tuba rocking. Did you wear out of stocking? Got a dollar.
RCT.
Music Radio.
See another one.
cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had.
But guess who? On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Stay safe out there. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. We're going to check your forecast in just a couple of minutes. Here's Chris Farlow on Radio 9.
Ever seen a blind man cross the road trying to make the other side? Ever seen a young girl growing old, trying to make herself a bride? So what becomes of you, my love, when they have finally stripped you of the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad's had to sweat so you could buy? I was a young man and I thought all I had to do was smile, baby. You are still a young girl and you bought everything in style. But once you think you're in, you're out, 'cause you don't mean a thing without the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad's had to sweat to get by.
Chris Farlow, Handbags and Glad Rags here on Radio 9 at 221. Much more music time. New music from Inhaler coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. He's still here. Didn't he graduate? I guess he didn't. Well, I never graduated. I graduated. I didn't mature. That's the difference for me. It's 1-1 and the Jazz Corner with Pittsburgh's legend, the myth, the man, the Homewood Kid, Kevin Amos, every Sunday morning from 6 until noon on 88.3 WRCT, Freeform Radio, owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University. Don't forget Sunday nights on our internet affiliate, Tube City Online Radio. It's old-time radio fun. Jack Benny will be returning Sunday nights at 7, followed by Fibber McGee and Molly, Dragnet, and a host of suspense and anthology programs, including Suspense. That is on the internet at Tube City Online Radio, Sunday nights starting at 7, and then stay tuned at 9 o'clock for big band music until midnight. So old-time radio fun lives on the internet at Tube City Online Radio. But Kevin Amos lives on the radio with 1-to-1 and the Jazz Corner on 88.3 WRCT. So no matter how you get Radio 9, there's lots of other great things to listen to on both of these stations. When it comes to making plans, you are the best. From those delicious barbecues to special birthdays and unforgettable family get-togethers, the same way you plan for those important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster such as a hurricane, flood, wildfire, or tornado. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get ready today and get started at ready.gov/plan. That's a public service message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pittsburgh's weather.
A chance of showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 83. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, low 67. On Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, high near 81. Labor Day, that's Monday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 78. And then on Tuesday, showers likely, mostly cloudy, high near 80.
With new music now from Inhaler. music from Inhaler here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Hey, now, look alive! And everything lights up, and it make you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh. Now, money won't bring you happiness, but we know it will.
Jay Thurber!
Come on now, gotta smile, get happy. In and turn on.
The Four Tops here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. No phone calls this week. Today's show is transcribed for release at this more convenient time. Please do stay tuned to 3 o'clock on Saturdays for smooth, relaxing, and easy with my friend Eric O'Brien. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30. How could we celebrate Labor Day weekend without hearing from Turtle Creek's own, the Vogues?
Every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. Time for the pay I get, living on money that I ain't made.
swims the English Channel later on The Jay Thurber Show.
On the ABC Radio Network.
He was sitting in the lounge of the Empire Hotel. He was drinking for diversion. He was thinking for himself. A little money riding on the maple leaves. Along comes a lady in lacy sleeves. She says, let me sit down.
Joni Mitchell on Radio 9, 236. Much more music time. 24 minutes to go until 3 o'clock on this Labor Day weekend. These are the Silhouettes.
Thank you.
work for me. I better go back to the house. I hear the woman smile,
preaching and a crying. Tell me that I'm lying about a job that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, 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 sha-la-la-la,
WRCT.
Whoa, whoa.
You know, I'm almost grown.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, and I'm doing all right in school.
Not
they ain't said I broke no rule.
Not
I ain't never been in Dutch.
Not
I don't browse around too much.
Not
don't bother me, leave me alone.
Chuck Berry on Radio 9, and this is Ozzy and Harriet's boy, Ricky, on Radio 9.
I believe for what you say when you say you're going steady with nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, yeah, believe pretty big. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, don't rock too slow. Move on and get toe-to-toe. We're gonna rock till we can't rock no more. I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're gonna steady with nobody else but me.
Well, let's dig it now.
Well, I believe what you say when you say you don't miss nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, when you kiss my baby, then you roll your eyes. I get a funny feeling that I'm hypnotized. Chills run all up and down my spine. Everybody that you're mine, all mine. I believe, pretty baby. Believe you're gonna steady with nobody else but me. Oh yeah, well I believe, yeah believe, well believe pretty baby. Believe you're gonna steady with
It's a solid summer weekend. More music now.
On Radio 9, it's Labor Day weekend. We're going to focus on a very difficult job right after this important message.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to PEMA.PA.gov and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by ReadyPA, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
There are many jobs out there that I look at and I say, I would not want that job. But one of them, especially if you've ever taken the bus through Oakland once the universities are back in session, is driving public transit.
I took a ride on the bus the other day, and it convinced me once and for all that there is a school for bus drivers. Because they couldn't innately know what they do. They would have to go to school to learn some of these things, and I would like to take you now to that school. As we enter the school, there's a course going on in which they present the bus drivers with actual situations they'll encounter while driving their buses to find out how they react to it. And as we enter the course, we find the instructor talking to the student bus drivers. You men have now completed what's known as the basic course in bus driving. In this course, you're going to be presented with actual situations you'll encounter while driving the buses. And it's primarily designed to find out whether you're just going to be, good bus drivers or possibly one of the great all-time bus drivers. Bus drivers like the legendary Larry Strickland, probably the greatest bus driver of the 1930s and possibly of all time, Neil Norlag. I'd like to take one of the students, Johnson. You want to get in the bus, Mrs. Selkirk, you want to get back to your marks back there? Good. Here's the situation, Johnson. You've just pulled into a stop. You've discharged your passengers, and out of the rearview mirror, you notice this old woman running for the bus. Okay. You want to start running now, Mrs. Selkirk? Okay, let's see how Johnson goes about handling. Hold it, Johnson. You're pulling out much too fast, Johnson. See, she gave up about halfway in the block, you see. Yeah, what you want to do is just kind of gradually ease out, you see, so you're always holding out the hope they may be able to catch the bus. Oh, another thing you want to watch, a lot of these old women, they'll run at three-quarter speed, you see. Then they'll put on a final burst and they'll catch up with the bus, so. Graham, you want to be the bus driver? Yes, Mrs. Horkrick, you want to get back to your mark again? All right, let's try it with Graham. Same situation. All right, you want to start running again, Mrs. Selkirk? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see how Graham handles this situation. All right, fine. Did y'all see how he slammed the door right in her face that time? That's known as your perfect pullout. Oh, one other thing, it wasn't part of the problem, but I want to compliment you on it. You blocked both lanes that time, pulling in. Okay, and Mrs. Selkirk, I think we'll take situation 13 this time. Yeah, you want to get in the Chevrolet? Mm-hmm. Graham, this is a situation you'll very often encounter. You'll be driving along your route, and all of a sudden, this car will pull in front of you, and on the back will be caution student driver or learning to drive, something like that. Okay? All right, Mrs. Elkirk, you want to pull in front of Graham and see how he goes about handling this situation? All right, that was fine. That was very good. Could you all see what he did there? He gets back about 10, 15 car lengths, gets it up to around 60. Then he gets right behind her, bang, he slams on his brakes, he hits the horn at the same time. Did you all see how the car went out of control there? The minute she dove for the floorboard, it just kind of swerved into the light pole over there. Okay, some of you want to extricate Mrs. Selkirk from the car? Just roll down the window and crawl right out, Mrs. Tucker. Mrs. Selkirk, I think this will be the last one. You be the woman with the packages on this one, all right? Okay, Graham, on this one, I'm going to stand behind you because you can't be expected to know this. It's going to take time and a lot of practice. All right, you want to get on the bus, Mrs. Selkirk? That's all right. Fumble for your change. All right, now start heading toward the back of the bus. That's it. All right, hit your accelerator. All right, hit the brake. Hit the accelerator again. Now your brake. All right, just see how she spun all the way to the front of the bus that time? That's going to take a little practice. A lot of times, though, grab a hold of another passenger. You may hit your brake too soon. All I can tell you is don't get discouraged. Within 5-6 months, you'll have all of them spinning right to the front of the bus. Okay, now let's all get in our individual buses and start practicing. And just remember, it's accelerator, brake, accelerator, brake. Okay, for homework tonight, we're going to mispronounce the names of streets.
Bob Newhart, saluting Bus Drivers School.
Jay Thurber
screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In Pittsburgh.
We have an old boy back here who is based up in Minneapolis. The truck driver's friend from Minneapolis, Minnesota, David Darwin Dudley.
It's Labor Day weekend. We're saluting some different occupations. Here's Dave Dudley with one of his biggest hits.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the East River before. I got my diesel wound up, and she's a running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a roll up like it all night. I got me 10 forward gears and a George overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a roll up like it all night. But it seemed like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not a look at some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm a gonna make it all right. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm a gonna make it all right. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's low. There's a flame from her stock and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm a gonna make it all right. 6 days on the road and I'm a gonna make it all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road on Radio 9 at 2:55. Much more music time. Stay tuned at 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien, coming up over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. Reminder, today's show was pre-recorded, transcribed for this more convenient time, so it was not live. It was Memorex, in fact.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The Toronto Blue Jays cruised to a 4-0 win over the Pirates Friday night at PNC Park. It was the Pirates' 14th shutout loss this season. It also clinched the team's fourth consecutive losing season. And the sixth in 7 years, the Buccos have now lost 28 games since the All-Star break. It's the Pirates and Blue Jays again tonight at PNC. Ronzi Contreras is expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. Elsewhere, the Giants routed the Phillies 13-1 to snap a 7-game losing streak. Padres beat the Dodgers 7-1, and the Rays blanked the Yankees 9-0. In college football, the Carnegie Mellon Tartans started their season Friday night with a victory. Under new head coach Ryan Larson, Tartans beat Whitworth University 35-17 under the lights at Gesling Stadium in Oakland. Carnegie Mellon outgained Whitworth in total offense. Quarterback Ben Mills connected with senior Chris Hughes on a school record 99-yard catch and run touchdown. Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud wants his teammates looking fly for their season opener today against Notre Dame, so he gave them each $500 gift cards to buy new game day suits. And Serena Williams held the lead several times over Ayla Tamjanovic, but could not hang on in what might have been the final match of her career at the 2022 U.S. Open yesterday in Flushing, New York. Tamjanovic won the three-hour third-round match 7-5, 6-7, and 6-1 to advance to the round of 16. A crowd vocalized heavy support for Williams throughout the match.
Weather.
A chance of showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 83. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, low 67. On Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, high near 81. Labor Day, that's Monday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 78. And then on Tuesday, showers likely, mostly cloudy, high near 80. From Tegan and Sarah.
I'm so vain, I can't look away. I'm so vain, I can't look again. We had play, feels like yesterday. That we had play, now that's all gone away. Let me see what we got. Tell me where do we stop? Everything is falling apart.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Stay tuned for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy coming up next on 88.5.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring.